I got to take off the gloves right now, and I got to get personal real quick. Okay. So we both got sons, right?
Okay.
And I know a little bit, and you talk about your son, so tell me when to stop. You want your son to play professional football?
Yeah, that'd be good for him, right? Yeah, yeah.
So that even means if he has to go through the shame compliance that you know that football abides by. There is a culture of shame compliance. Either you do what you're told to do or we'll shame you to make you mentally tough. Now, this little – now, I'm not –
we're still talking about a free camp now.
Hold on a second, man. But he's still – but those children are at that camp in the multitude they are because of who's running that camp and who's going to be there.
Right.
Because the person that's running that camp is arguably a Hall of Famer, and they want him to go – him or her to go to the best camp possible to prepare them to go to the pros. And
that's not what that camp's for. No logic. I'm not going to let you get away with that.
But you know that's true.
No. That is not what that camp's for. When Russell Wilson runs a camp, when some of these athletes run a camp.
Russell's going to do it differently than him.
No. These camps are not for these little 5-year-olds and 10-year-olds to learn in 2 hours how to go be a pro.
I know, but it's the accumulation. The accumulation of going to that camp plus another camp plus another camp plus all the, you know, maturation process they're going to do through, you know, prep sports and AAU football and high school is going to prepare. This accumulation is their resume, bro.